Shvius, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Beis. Sada shenis katzva, tizar b'moitzai shvius. So the Rav says, and this katzva is that you took off the thorns on shvius. So one of the shitas of the Yerushalmi, and the Mishnah Shon explains, this is similar to just taking sticks and stones from on top of the ground on shvius, where it's loose, and you just took away the, like, the thorns on shvius. Shalmi brings a machlekes between the Amoraim and Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. The other ones say that it actually means to plow and get rid of the thorns that were destroying the produce and destroying the grain. So they actually dig to weed it out. The Rav doesn't say that here. So he says the other case of just getting rid of the loose stuff. So the Mishnah says, Tizara b'mitzoy shvius. One is allowed, if he did this on shvius, he's not allowed to do it. But if he happened to do it, Chazal didn't make such a knas on him. They said that on motzei shvius, he can still plant in that same area. However, shenitaiva o shenidaira. So here, what does the Rav say by netaiva? He says that they plowed it very well, because the whole world plows it one time, and this guy plowed it a second time. And what are we dealing with here? We're dealing with the shas of the sakana. Why did he need to plow it two times? So the first time he plowed it was birishus. He was allowed to plow it because the Rav says we're dealing with this time where they used to give a tax on the produce. And because there was a tax on the produce, he had to give it to the government. Chazal allowed people to plow the land, make produce, and then give the produce over to the government, even on Shemitah. But they only allowed you to plow one time. Shenetaiva means he plowed it a second time. He made it good, above and beyond what he would have needed to plow to create grain or produce to give to the government. So that's one case. So Shenedaira is a case where he made a pen for the animals. And we had earlier, if he did this to create fertilizer, he would have to then take the fertilizer and move it to the different heaps in his field. He couldn't just put cattle, you know, these animals in that small little area in order to fertilize that area that you're not allowed to do on Shemitah. But what if he actually did that? Oshin Nidaira, he actually set it there. So lo tizar b'moitzoy shvius. Now they make a knas that if you do this, you're not allowed to plant in that area on motzei shvius. Now, according to the Rav, the way we said earlier, that the Rav learned that the first case is nishkatzva, where we were mekel, and we said you can do it motzei shvius, and the Rav learned that the case was where you just gathered thorns from the field. The Rav didn't have to say the next case we just said is netaiva, was where he plowed a second time. Why didn't he just say the next level, which is just plowed the first time? Why did the Rav say plowed a second time? Plowing the second time with this whole gzeira and that there was a tax and getting into all that, that's lefi the other shita. Lefi the shita that if you learn niskatzva is plowing to get rid of weeds, and that's mutter on matzei shvius. So the next level that's worse than that, netaiva, would make sense that that's where you plowed a second time in the cases, like we said, where there was a tax and there was a sakana. The Rav could have just said plowing once. Reb Kiv Eiger asks this, the Mishnah Shana asks this too, because the Rav seems like he's going like two different shitas. Furthermore, the obvious question Taisis Yontav asks, they had to give taxes over to the government. How did they let them dig and plant and take from that and give tax? You're not allowed to work the land on Shemitah. It's an Issa D'Oraisa. So Taisis asked this in Sanhedrin, in Zabayra, and he answers that either you say that it's Bizman HaZeh, that Shvius is Drabanan. So you see, Taisis holds that Shvius Bizman HaZeh is Drabanan. Or he says that it's Bikuach Nefesh, that if he didn't give these kind of taxes, the guy didn't have anything to pay with, it would take him to the king and he would be killed. So therefore, because of Bikuach Nefesh, even if it is D'Oraisa, they're allowed to dig and do this tax. But only the first time that they plowed, obviously not the second time. Mishnah continues, Sada Shenetaiva. So this Sada that you did plow, whether you plowed it a second time or a first time, depending on which sheet in the Yerushalmi you held, you did something wrong here. Beshame Omim Ein Oichlin Peruseh B'Shvius. We just spoke about planting on Matzei Shvius. What about eating the peris on shvius? So Beshame says you're not allowed to eat from those peris on shvius. Beisil says you're allowed to eat from those peris on shvius, on shmita itself. Now the Mishnah continues with a new din. Beshame oimim ein oichlin peris shvius betoiva. One is not allowed to eat fruits of shmita and get a thank you from it. Like it's all hefker, so you go into your friend's field and you can take some fruits. Now, when you take fruits, don't say thank you to your friend, because when you say thank you to your friend, it's sort of indicating that the land is his when it's not, because the Torah is mafker, all lands on Shemitah. Beisil says, it doesn't matter, you can eat with a thank you and without a thank you. Rabbi Yehuda omer chilef advar. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's switched around. Zo mekulei beshamei mechumrei beisil. This is mekulei beshamei. Beshamei was more mekel here, and beisil was more machmir here. That according to beisil, a person is not allowed to eat peir shvius b'toiva, and beshamei is the one that say they should eat b'toiva and shaloi b'toiva.